You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Oh, it's so great to see everybody. On this podcast, we talk a little music, the entrepreneurial spirit, and of course, stocks. The holiday break is over for us. We're back, we're psyched, and we're ready to go. Today, we're going to kick it off with talking about our 2021 trading resolutions. Things that we wish we would have done differently in 2020, but now that it's 2021, we're a little older, a little smarter, and you could say poised for profits. I like that. Just came up with that. Poised for profits. Punk stock shirt. Gonna come out. We talk a little crypto. Of course, we can't go one podcast without talking Cracker Barrel. Anyway, I'm done wasting your time. Welcome to Punk Stock.
Now we're on trade stocks.
She called me one day. She was like, "Are you media and communications, man?" I was like, "I think so. Maybe. Why?" She's like, "Well, there's no music guy on here for the vaccine." I was like, "Of course there isn't. We're last. Our industry is dead last."
Media and communications reporter Nick Brazzazi on the scene.
Dude, I was like, "I mean, we do a podcast."
For Channel 10, this is Nick Brazzazi coming in, Daddy.
Reporting live on Podcast Nation. It's your boy, the People's Champ. So weird we're podcasting on the day of the inaug.
I know. I think it's really exciting. It's like, you know, inauguration day, man. And here we are. We're getting back in the saddle.
You're like, it's inauguration day again. It's like Groundhog's Day.
But we're doing it, bro.
But hopefully not. You know, that means it would happen again tomorrow.
Right.
What if it gets canceled? Like, can it get canceled? Are people going to try to cancel it?
I don't think. I think it's full steam ahead. Trump already left the White House. He's in Florida.
Yeah, he's in Mar-a-Wussup.
Yeah, he peaced out.
He's like, got an early flight to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Weather's beautiful. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it's very exciting. I think a lot of people are super psyched right now. I don't think they're going to cancel it. I think I heard that they have more armed forces for this inauguration than any ever before.
Oh, hands down.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, they haven't attacked the Capitol since, like, George Washington. You know what I mean? Like, huh? You know? His teeth were made of wool.
What did you say, wool or wood?
Isn't it wool?
No.
Could be.
Wasn't it?
I guess it is wood. I think it's wood. I'm thinking of two things. Yeah, you're right.
I think we're all thinking of two things right now. I think everybody's like George Washington. Was it he with the wooden teeth?
Yeah, he had teeth that were made of wood.
I think nice. So, right?
He sailed.
I bet if you get some wooden teeth and you like really polish them down, put like a nice varnish, I bet it looks super cool.
Yeah, you're like, you know? Dude, you restain?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm getting a restain soon. Mahogany.
I got this cool urethane they're putting on too. It's going to be super dope.
Yeah. I saw Ace got the polyurethane. I think I'm going to get that next. It's like a facelift.
I might go with the mahogany next time too. It's like kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I went cheap. I got pine last time, but I'm thinking mahogany on my next two.
It's modern.
It's very modern.
Enough malarkey.
Seriously. Yeah, malarkey is great, but here we are back on the podcast. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We got a lot to catch up on. I think really quick, because we took a break for the holiday, Dom had this great idea, and I think it's really cool to say, like, All right, we saw how last year, or 2020, ended out, how the wild ride that it was for us starting the podcast in 2020. I mean, it was really exciting. We got to dive into the market in all facets. I think between the three of us, we hit pretty much every corner that you could possibly go. So I would to now
all over
work off of Dom's idea of the... the New Year's resolution, but the New Year's trading resolution, and say what we learned from 2020 and how we're going to put that and roll it into 2021 to be more, I don't want to say successful, because I generally think it was pretty successful for everyone, but
right.
What have we learned, and how are we going to use that for our New Year's 21 trading
resolution. Damn, that's a good idea. I think I'll go first.
I think that's perfect.
I found out how fucking hard it is. Like, at first, in the beginning, I thought I was, you know, Wolf of Williamstown, you know? But it's hard, and I think my resolution is to be more patient, because I am so impatient when it comes to holding stuff. There's so many things. I would be so much better off right now if I just... never sold what I bought and bought it for the right reason, as opposed to like, all right, I'm gonna hope this shoots up or in the next 30 seconds. I think, like, look, dude, think of all the things. Tesla is about to hit $1,000. I had like 10 at 330. What the hell? I got so impatient, I sold. Same thing with Workhorse. Like, all these stocks. So patience is my resolution, boys.
I think that's smart. That's good. I'm glad that you said that.
You're like, dude, you really doing this now? You're 34. But it's hard, dude. It's so hard, because you don't want to tie your money up forever. You want to just keep... it's like, you always look at it as like, who can climb the ladder the fastest? But it's like, dude, I got to start thinking about like 5 years from now.
Totally. And I think also at that time, we were kind of like, we went through a phase of being obsessed with the Tims, obviously. And then the other guy, that trader, that the first one,
Warrior?
I forget his name.
Ross.
Warrior.
Ross.
And Ross, like, how quick they were. And we were like watching that stuff, being like, oh, this is how you do it.
Right.
You go in and out like this, and you day trade like,
which is
40
fine
trades a day.
If you have balls that are that big, you need huge... things.
And you also need to be able to afford to be able to trade like that.
Yeah, these guys are
in and out so many times.
Yeah, with like 50K and up.
Right.
Like, that's like the masters of trading, you know? They're like the Neos, the Matrix. Those guys are the Matrix, you know?
Sure.
We are not Matrix. We are punk rock guys trying to like kill it. And we could have been killing it harder than I am now if I was just patient. So many things. So, like, I'm in Pfizer still, and I have yet to get out. I'm not down $90, you know, but I'm like, I refuse to take these L's anymore, because that was the name of the game. Remember Cint?
I'll look that up
real
quick.
It was like the Windex of vaccines. It was like, spray your face with this stuff and you'll be okay. I was like, all in.
Was that their thing?
No, I don't know. It was something like that.
That sounds right, though. I would believe it if you told me that.
It's the Windex of vaccines, whatever that means.
Love the Windex of vaccines. So I'm in a very similar boat as you with my resolution, patience. I think my main thing that I'm going to take away from it, because overall, like, I feel like I ended 20 like relatively good. It was the one thing that I really took away from it, which is very similar to you, is stop walking away from profits, you know, stop bailing out of profits early, because so many of these things, like, even with that before the last podcast, we talked about my Fastly put. I did a Fastly put again, and you were like, oh, it's going the other way, like, I've been going up on it. Don't you know, after that podcast, I was like, you know what, they're right. I sold it, and the next day it drops $10.
That's my
bad.
So
I'm like, I'm like, you know what? I can't like walking away from profits like that is like I'm trying to now all my holds like as far as calls. I go 6 months out at least. I don't buy a call if I can't go 6 months out. And that's my new rule and resolution because I still love options, yeah. But I'm going long on all options.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's a good idea. It makes me want to do the same thing.
Yeah. And I think that's a big part of it.
And think of all the calls that we got with Moderna.
I don't even want to think of it. I don't even want to.
Me either. I mean, it's like
we're buying dude, calls.
GameStop?
I know. I saw it the other day.
$50?
Why? What's dude, the reason?
Because they're closing stores. Because they're going out of business.
Like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that one hurts me good.
Yeah, that does hurt. That one really does. Because I saw that. I opened up Barron's and it was like, a whole article on GameStop is like GameStop doubled last week. I'm like doubled. It was like $45. I'm like, how did it get to $45? Yeah. Wasn't it seven a couple months
and
ago?
And I didn't even know about that. I was having dinner for Liv's birthday. My brother-in-law was like, "You see GameStop?" I'm like, "Yeah, like $20." He's like, "You no, like 50." I was like, "50 for what? Would Final Fantasy get released? What happened?" You know, it's like. But it's the Hertz effect.
Yes.
Going out of business, buy, and stock goes up to $1,000. You're like, okay.
An absolutely outrageous amount. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, it really is crazy. And it's one of those things that, yeah, we couldn't have, you know, no way could we have seen that happening. Like, back when you first brought it up and $7, we're like, yeah, let's go long on GameStop that's closing stores. Like, there's no way we would have, like, done that, but it just goes to show you, like, you can't really predict what's going to happen when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, it's like all analysts would say, don't buy GameStop, they're going to go out of business. Why would you invest your money in a company that's going out of business?
Right, and not only that, I think it's like what you said too earlier, you know, doing it for the right reason, getting into something for the right reason is really important.
Right.
Not getting into it for greed, because that shows that's not a way you win.
Yeah,
you
know? It's definitely not because, I mean, there's times, and I'll let you jump in, but there's times that I feel like that guy, like I follow Mike Investor Trader, you know, and there's times he posts a stock. It does what he says it's going to do, but I'm right. Like, okay, yeah, I'll buy it based on these four letters. I have no idea what it is. Zero idea. Someone can knock on my door and be like, yo, that stock you just bought is like, helps grass grow. I'd be like, oh, sick.
Grass is tight.
Yeah. Oh, that's sick. You know? No, I have no idea. But it's like, I got to get in for the right reasons and be patient because, you know. But the gambler in me comes out. It's like, no, Nick, you need to bet the house. You need to stop being a little girl about it and do it. Not that girls are, you know, but you know.
I guess I understand what you're saying. It's 2021, Nick.
I wasn't going to comment on that.
You know what I'm saying. It's like
it's not the 80s anymore, bro.
Trump's out.
You know that, right?
Yeah. So we can go back to, you know, regular guys, be regular men, nice men.
Dom's face on that too. We got to do a video version of this because Dom's expression on things that you say is probably the best part of the podcast.
Guys can be men.
Yeah, that's the new title of this episode.
Guys can be men. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, I guess they definitely can be. So Dom, your resolution.
Mine's. I mean, I guess patience is. I do like that.
Yeah. Don't take mine. Thing. Don't take but, mine.
Mine's actually to be more aggressive.
All right.
Oh my enough. God.
Because, and I was going to do an episode about this. I probably will at some point, like an OTC episode. But in December, I kind of rolled back everything, went super small size, and just kept rolling statistics on everything. And kind of just proved some of the stuff for me. When you take like the money kind of out of the equation and you just trade the charts, at least right. for me with OTC, and it's mostly technical, kind of gave me confidence, at least statistically, that it backed up some of my theories and the patterns I was trading. So now, in 2021, want to kind of be more confident and take some bigger swings.
Yeah, because you feel like you know the charts better.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the beginning when we first started, it was like I went small, and then there was a period where I was going super big on everything. And right. where it'd be like whatever I lost, I'd make back, and then just... I'm kind of lucky that I didn't just
blow your
lose
account
everything,
up.
Which right. totally could have happened yeah. back then. And I didn't even realize that till months later. But luckily, I broke even during that time. Then I realized, oh, probably should scale back. And then once December hit, I was like... Because I heard B the story, and he's like, oh, what's the rush with everything? Like, he just... Like, he sometimes paper trades, and he has, like, a pretty sizable account, considering he's, like, an actual trader. And so I just adopted that, but now I want to get more aggressive in this year.
That's probably a good reality check to paper trade once in a while to, like, pull it back and, like, yeah. you know, still, not allow yourself to use real money.
I still can't paper trade. I don't know what it is in me. Like, I just can't take it seriously. I know some people might be able to, but I still always have to have, like, real money.
But
there.
I think... Even like Ace said before when we were talking, like, then just trade one share, you know?
Yeah, like, that's a perfect way to do it, I think.
Because mm-hmm. it's still your money. It's the same aspect that you're, you know, it's the same lesson.
Yeah, whether it's, like, 3 cents or $30, it's still your actual money. So
right.
Hopefully you yeah, value yeah. money enough to feel it. I mean, yeah. I know some people can do it a little more easily. But,
I've played right. that game, though. I've, like, gone so big on things and, like, made so much money and then gone big and just did little by little things based on nothing and lost it all at the same time. You're like, why yeah. did I do, like, 7 weird trades after I took, like, after I hit a home run, you know? It's like baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just hit 2 home runs. Now I'm, like, striking out left and right. Like, I'm not seeing the ball.
Yeah. And during those periods, it gets dark, you know?
Yeah.
Very dark.
Darkness. Yeah, I feel that. I feel that, Dom. So hopefully the more aggressive you get, the I can't wait to see how everything works out for everybody this year. I'm excited. I feel like very optimistic about trading for us and our journey and how we're doing everything right now. I also feel pretty optimistic about we're going to bring back this old classic right now, Cracker Barrel. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to that.
I looked it up last week.
I'll yeah, pull it up just again. For fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on my watch list.
I told Nick a story right before you got on here.
It's a great story.
I recently went on a down the coast vacation in a camper that we got a camper, and
it looked insane.
We realized that you can Cracker Barrel allows you to stay in the parking lot overnight for free, and there's cameras, and like it's one of the nicest places to stay when you have to stay overnight. So first night that we stayed in a Cracker Barrel, right, I pull up, it's like 10 p.m. and I'm like, I'd been driving all day, so I'm like a little like bug-eyed. Like I'm like, you know where your head goes when you're just looking at the road for hours. So then I'm like, if somebody comes around this thing, like I got to do something. My kids and my wife loved it and they think it's hilarious, but there's the door, the camper. I sat on the couch, fully clothed, boots on, like jacket on, just in case somebody knocked on the door and I had an axe in my hand all night from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. I sat there with an axe in my hand, and there's a picture I have of like my daughter like holding the axe, like what were you, like they're just hysterically laughing at me.
You're like,
because I'm sitting there.
Yeah,
like what were you gonna do with the axe? I'm like, well, you know, I don't know exactly yeah. how it would play out,
yeah,
but I was gonna do something right, if I right. had to,
right?
But that was, I mean, Cracker Barrel, it was just so funny to me because it's been such a highlight of our podcast. And then I ended up staying in three parking lots, Cracker Barrel parking lots. Wake up in the morning, roll up, get some grits, use the bathroom. Like, hey, what's up, Janice? Good to
get
see you this
grits.
Morning.
Got them grits.
Yeah. It was awesome. I really enjoyed that.
Our Cracker Barrel fame is coming.
I saw you hit Waffle House too.
Got a whole pie. The whole pie. Jen walked out. She's like, am I going to go in right now and get a whole triple chocolate pie?
Yeah,
I'm like,
you're like, yeah. Yeah. And I'm cutting it with this axe.
Dude, it was great. I love a triple chocolate pie. I love Cracker Barrel. Getting to enjoy it was wonderful. And then not only that, but seeing the stock price go back up to 143, also wonderful.
Goats.
Yeah. Like, it will not die. From the first time you talked about it at 119 or 115, like, that's one of those things. With patience, if you would have held the Cracker Barrel that you bought,
yeah,
be sitting at 143 right now. You'd be at a, like,
I'd be at the Cracker Barrel. I'd be at a Cracker Barrel convention.
Yeah, $26 profit per share you'd be sitting at.
Yeah.
And it would be great.
Yeah. Patience.
Patience.
Could have a multi-month breakout right now. It's only a few dollars from it.
Crazy. Yeah, I feel. And the best is, like, I just pulled up the chart on Yahoo Finance. It's like the performance outlook, short term, up. Midterm, up. Long term, up.
Yeah.
Everything.
Unbelievable. It's like, unbelievable.
I think... bullish pattern detected on Cracker Barrel. Let's rock.
Punk stock world tour of Cracker Barrels coming after pandemic.
100%. When we go do a tour, like, we're broadcasting from Cracker Barrels.
We'll play covers before, me and you. We'll play covers.
Yeah.
And then we'll eat Cracker Barrel and talk stocks.
Yep. Sit in those rocking chairs and just bam.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Like, what are you looking at? You know?
Yep. We're going to sell tickets. It's going to be great. The whole thing is going to be a great thing. I'm really looking forward to it. But wow. Wow. Yeah, I love time. That. So now I do have to be honest. For me, trading has been, like, I've been branching out into all different places at this point. Like, I've gotten into Forex. I've gotten into cryptocurrency pretty good. And still messing with, like, stocks, you know, regular stocks, but
right,
being able to, like, I think see all the different ways that they work has helped me hone in on what I should actually look for when it comes to movement in a stock. So it's, like, really, really I feel like beneficial to spread out and, like, at least learn about all of the different trading avenues. But one thing I haven't paid attention to, and this is where I'm going to call on Dom here, I have not paid attention to penny stocks at all. I haven't paid attention to any, like, pennies. And I know that Dom had something exciting with that guy.
Oh, God.
I forget his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Zarian.
So I can't wait to hear about it. Yeah, fill me in. Give us the info.
What guy?
So, Dan Bilzerian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His stock. Remember us, like, talking about a few months ago? And... there's, like, all these
you met him
out there.
He was on his yacht last week. It was pretty crazy.
Damn, that's why your hair's slicked back now.
Yeah, check his IG. It's got Dom on there.
You wearing a Speedo right now? You got
Speedoing, yeah.
Yeah, I was wearing a bikini like everybody else that was there.
Yeah.
All his other pictures.
It's got the bull on it, right?
So, surprisingly, his company actually profited fourth quarter last year. And
thought he was a fraud.
That's what the story has always been. Like, Yahoo Finance posting that, this and that posting that, millions of, like, YouTubers.
So fake news?
Well, at first, no, I guess it's real news, real enough. It's also OTC market. You can kind of, there's wiggle room for a lot of these companies.
Right.
But so when the news hit, nothing really happened, but he has over 30 million followers. So then he posted the link on his Twitter, and I think IG as well, and was like, this is for all the people talking trash and, like, so many words, and then skyrocketed.
Oh, wow. No. From what to what?
From, I believe, the 40s. No, I have it right here.
40 cents?
40 cents, yes. Let's.
Yeah.
From the 40 clarify. Cents. Yeah, now it's at a dollar.
I know. I was like,
went all the way to $1.25 yesterday.
Whoa. Wow.
That stock, it's one you have to, if you don't catch that first move, though, it dies immediately.
Right.
Because it's just like...
Has it died immediately after that?
I mean, it's red 16% on the day.
Oof.
And it actually did not gap up like everybody had thought.
Damn. Daniel Blizzard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Crushing.
But it's also a weed company, so it's kind of interesting with... Because some of the weed stocks in OTC are running today as well. So it might be an interesting thing with the inauguration today.
Yeah, everybody thinks Biden's just going to be like, all right, smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. Which I'm pretty sure isn't going to happen.
Hell no.
I think he's going to do that. I think he's going to have everybody light up right there in the...
what if he was like, yo, I'm here. We all need this. We're handing out joints. They're in little plastic bags. Cut them open. Light
COVID
them up.
Safe. Yeah.
COVID safe. We're sick of this shit. Dude, speaking of patience and another pumper guy, Peng Gaming.
Yeah.
$100, right? $90?
It's crazy.
And he is killing it. He's killing it. I don't know if you follow what he does.
Dude,
but
he's eating pizza all around Philly.
He moved to, you know, it's he's a crazy. Philly guy now.
Yeah.
But him and that Marcus Lemonis guy started, like a fund to help small businesses. They've raised, like, they each put up $500,000, them each, Portnoy and Lemonis, and then they've all called, like, their boys and got favors. They've raised over, I think it was, like, $125 million. So, like, if you have, like, a business that's failing, you send in your story, you know, and if they do their research on your business and they feel like they want to help you, there's all these videos on Twitter of like him, Dave Portnoy, FaceTiming these people. And they're like, they answer the phone like, oh my God. You know, half of them are like older, you know, people are crying. You know, they're like, thank you so much. Because he's not only investing a little bit, he's investing until the pandemic is done. So it's like, you put all your staff on, you know, we're going to back you until this thing is over. It's not like, here's a couple thousand dollars, bye. It's like, mm-hmm, we're here to help all the time.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Especially seeing
like very
how
cool.
Especially going in the winter, how much especially restaurants have suffered, but everybody. Yeah.
It just feels like, I mean, like, you know, people have money. I never like to tell people what to do with their money, but it's like we've never been here before, and it's crazy that it's like him being like, "Okay, I started Barstool Sports." Like he's like, you know, who the hell am I? I'm the one that's got to step up. Like, let's go. It almost feels like other people should be helping. You know, and like I said, I don't like to ever say, like, do this with your money, but it just feels like it's like we're at the breaking point for small businesses.
Totally. You know? Totally.
If you're not Cracker Barrel, you're sinking.
This is the truth. You're not Cracker Barrel or Tesla. Those are the only two success stories.
Holy crap, man. Tesla's insane.
It is insane. It's really insane.
Shrimp Where is still it? Up.
I know.
Still chilling around 40 cents.
That's awesome.
We'll have to
That's
get
awesome.
That. We'll have to get that interview popping. I'm bringing my cousin on. Shrimp.
Dude, that's shrimp is perfect.
Shrimp and flounder. Or salmon.
That's
one of them.
Awesome. Shrimp and salmon, man. Those are the two. Those are going to take us to the top. Rocket emojis. So, I do have a question for Nick real quick. Were you able to find your XRP login so you could get out before it got taken down?
Yeah, we're still in.
Sick.
Where is it then? That was Binance, right?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't think you can trade it anymore. You're kind of just like in it until they figure out this lawsuit, right?
Something like that. I think you can trade it, but just not on like Coinbase or anything like that.
Right.
I'm not sure, truthfully.
What's
I know it,
at? It
was like 28 cents.
I thought it would have. It's crazy Rats. With Bitcoin at 34. I thought the rest of them would follow a little better, kind of like last time. But
I still have some of my Bitcoin. I'm killing it.
Yeah, why
I've
not?
Been day trading Bitcoin because day trading Bitcoin, you can do 1,000 times a day if you want.
I know. Yeah. It's
so
insane.
It's like and it swings like crazy. So I've been day trading Bitcoin.
Why not? Been my new
jam to get on. Yeah, it's definitely an easier way to do it, you know.
Yeah.
What's that platform called? Or do you just do Coinbase?
MetaTrader?
Yeah, that one.
MetaTrader 4. I have MetaTrader 4. I actually, dude, I know this is going to sound not like me, but I've been doing a lot on Robinhood.
Really?
Just, yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
With crypto?
Yeah, just with crypto. Just because it's so convenient and easy, yes. And I can do it like, I just set my limits and go. Like it's so
user friendly.
Yeah, it's just too easy. Like when you're on the go, like
my mom just downloaded Robinhood. She's in.
Yeah, yeah. I have MetaTrader and Forex Trader and all that FX Trade and all that stuff, but it's just so easy, Robinhood.
Yeah. I still have Ethereum and I still have Bitcoin. Just holding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Bitcoin is like, it looks like it's going to be a wild ride this year.
Yeah, who knows where that thing's going.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's saying 100 grand.
But what about Ethereum? Like, isn't Ethereum like more practical for the future than Bitcoin, though?
I'm not sure when it comes down to the usability like that. But, I mean, as far as right now, all the support is... I mean, the majority of support is going into Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, yeah.
Because I feel like it can't really do as much stuff as Ethereum can do.
I mean, every coin that's traded that is in the Bitcoin family is essentially Bitcoin. So, you know what I mean? Like, it all works off of that.
Even Ethereum?
Not Ethereum. Ethereum's a different...
Yeah, it's a different...
Right, right.
What's the term?
Ether.
Source
it's
code
Ether.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's different ether, man.
It's in a different blockchain.
It's a different carbon nickel source.
Yeah, they're on a different block.
What about Ethereum. Dogecoin?
Had another run.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. So buy a bunch now and just wait until it has a run.
Patience. Would have been a millionaire.
Nah, would you? It went up to a penny.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't. I was buying at 0.03.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy move. From that,
it
to
is a crazy move. Yeah, it is crazy. It's really wild. Doge, bro, Dogecoin. So now that we've got our XRP off the list, Cracker Barrel, our resolutions, inauguration, I feel like we covered a bunch of bases.
Nice.
Yeah, I think like. I'm excited to see where everything goes, to see how this all works out today. And we're going to see if Nick is right and they reschedule the inauguration.
I don't want to reschedule it.
Well, they got tomorrow. Everybody got a hotel.
You know what? We're having cold feet. Like, we're just going to wait a little bit.
Yeah, things are a little too heated. We're going to wait till Valentine's Day.
Just pushing it back.
We'd be like, oh, no. I think they would just do it inside. They'd be like, this is nuts. Everybody's yelling at us outside. We're going back inside.
Everybody's yelling at us.
Yeah, everyone's yelling pretty at good. Us. It's like, dude, I'm just trying to help, you know?
Just do it through Zoom.
It's dope.
You see that they didn't allow him to bring his Peloton in?
Who?
Joe Biden.
He has a Peloton? That rocks.
He has That's a Peloton.
A good pump.
That is a great pump.
And he was trying to bring it in, and they were like, nah, people can hack in.
What?
To the Peloton?
That's what they said, dude. I'm not making this up. I know.
That's pretty dope. So they hack into the Peloton, and they mess with your settings. He's like, I'm not burning any calories.
Yeah, they're
so
like,
he just stays on the bike.
Russia hacked in, but they hear you working out, you know? It's like, look. It's not like the Peloton's in the Oval Office, you know? It's next to the shitter in the basement, dude. Like, it's okay if they hack in. You know, I'm not taking any calls when I'm on this thing. But they straight up were like, nah, dude, no Peloton. Maybe they were just scared. They were like, yo, can't let him bring that in here. He'll die.
He'll die. His heart rate goes too high. We got to...
He just got it for Christmas. He didn't even open it yet. We still got to put it together. Amazing.
Just don't let him do it.
Yeah, just say whatever. Yeah. Say whatever. Oh, Russia. Russia's going to hack into it. He's like, oh, shit. No way. Yeah, dude. Can't do it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You need a treadmill, dude. Regular old-fashioned treadmill. No computer.
Yeah, treadmill and a couple dumbbells.
You gotta put, maybe. If you got, you know, a Peloton and you're listening.
All right, I want to thank everybody so much for listening today. As always, none of this is financial advice or investment ideas. We're just having some conversations. That's it. And if you have any thoughts on things that we should talk about in the podcast, please reach out on social media, Punk Stock, pretty much everywhere. And yeah, let us know. I'd love to hear what you got. Until tomorrow, we'll see you. Good luck moshing in the markets.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.